And we pushed our mouths together and hummed. And we warbled. And we bounced our lips and laughed and more. I don't like fish. I can't stand seafood. I hate baths. I hate water. When I'm dirty, I get dry clean. Sloppy butter and banana peels in our heads. Think thin. Think fat. And there's a think thin, think fat conflict in the world. Those who think thin and those who think fat. You have think thin supermarkets and food stores where the thin, thin, thinnies come in. Always thinking thin, always being served by the fat ones. And then there are the markets where you think fat. And the floating jelly people, the happy fatties, come in to be served by the thins. And the thins rub their hands like hoary undertakers, waiting for the fat thrombosis to occur. They don't care about cigarettes and all that cancer stuff. They love diabetes. And they wait. Like on Fifth Avenue in New York, the thin side of Central Park. Ever walk there? They always think thin, they look thin, and they parade their thinness like skinny, emasculated guards who survived Dachau. And they have Brooks Brothers suits to prove it. And then on Central Park West, the other side of that same park, that's where they think fat. And the fats walk and look into the park, and there's an unwritten law, an underclad wall. The fats from Central Park West and the thins from Fifth Avenue. And whenever they move into the park, the thins from the east and the fats from the west. Why is it that the thins in the east and the fats in the west are never together? But there they are, moving into the park in droves, in broad daylight. And halfway they meet and never see each other. And the thins get out to Central Park West and look around in Fatland and all the fat people. And then they run in horror for fear of being sat on and swallowed up. And they run back to Fifth Avenue, where the fats have arrived to look around. And all they see are the fleeing thins. And then this great envy takes hold of the fats, and they dream of being thin. And they run back to Central Park West and the diabetes-belt delicatessens of Upper Broadway. They run, fat, loping people, running back to their cheese and prune Danish pastries. And night falls, and it's a stalemate. The war continues as the great gaunt waiters in the thin restaurants pile food upon their trays, pushing gaudy, rich foods to the fats who sop up sugar like junkies making a fix. Eat, eat! Is a battle cry. Think thin and get married. Think fat and have babies. Fat babies are neutral in the war. And again on Central Park, it's morning. Thin nannies with thin babies from Fifth Avenue. And fat German nannies from Central Park West. And they meet at the merry-go-round in the middle of the park. Thin Fifth Avenue babies with fat round balloons and long, thin, cigar-shaped balloons for the fat babies. The fat babies from Central Park West carrying long, thin, fat balloons, and the balloons ride high on white strings like battle flags in a mixed-up calorie war. And the TV commercials and color supplements give orders in the war, but it makes no difference. It's a lost cause. For each battle always ends in a stalemate. Eminem.